Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town.
What the heck is this?
Andy
Williams.
Though from the Andy Griffith Show.
Empty without the
show. No, he's not on that show.
Oh.
Can't get used to losing you no matter what.
He was a crooner.
This is awful.
Andy Williams isn't awful.
This song is awful.
No, it's a
fabulous
tune.
Andy Williams is great around Christmas. God, I could rock a Christmas sweater like nobody's business.
It's a fantastic singer.
I don't like this song.
Well, of course, it doesn't make you seem younger if you say I don't like the old music.
Yes, because that's me. I'm always pretending like I'm young and cutting edge.
And cool.
You got me again.
Hip and cool. It's
got
to be rap.
Cap got home last night probably about 6 o'clock, went straight over to see Def Leppard and Poison.
Mm-hmm. No, I hate that too. But I did like Beyond the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't portraying myself. I don't happen to like that song. You are the guy who's like, oh, I know more about music, a music snob. You can't, you have to like it. And then you're doing the same thing. I don't care for that particular
song.
Well,
you should. You should like it. That's kind of the song that got him a place in Branson.
Well, it is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on a Friday. And it's hot out there. Boy, is it going to be hot. Anyone have a temp? Can anyone look up on their weather app?
Well, okay.
87 today, but the humidity is going to be high like it was yesterday. So, and chance of rain. I'm actually going to the game tonight as a fan.
Are you?
My little sister, Kelly, and my two nieces, Allie and Peyton, are in town from Florida.
That's a nice group.
And hadn't seen them since last year in Gatlinburg, so I'm taking them.
I don't see any chance of rain.
I saw a 50% chance of rain.
Well, not on my app. Well, not up in here.
You better take Dave Murray to task.
It's going
to
be a bit steamy as the Cardinals hope for a triumphant return home where the season gets back on track starting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Wainwright will throw 7 scoreless innings, and Jed Jerko will hit 2 home runs, neither of which will be solo shots.
Is Freeze on the DL, or is he back?
Doug?
Well, I know that he had some injury problems, and he's been doing everything he can to get back up and get active.
I'm
so
just
it'll
curious.
Be interesting to see whether David Freese is in that lineup tonight or not.
I am glad to see Cardinal fans stop with the ovation.
Yeah, because he was getting a little upset. Not upset, but he just thought it was too much. He said, this is enough. For like a year and a half, every time he comes, standing ovation, he got to the point he wasn't even stepping out of the box anymore.
David Freese had a consecutive streak of getting on base, like a pretty lengthy one, so apparently he's playing well.
David Freese will get that treatment, maybe not the standing ovations, but he'll get that superstar treatment for the rest of his life if he lives in St. Louis after his playing days.
Yeah, but, you know, ovation every time you pop out to the second base.
I'm sure it's embarrassing for him as a visitor.
He said, I love the fans. I appreciate how much love they show me. I really do. But this is overboard, and it's kind of a distraction. He's got a new team now. You know, Cardinals have moved on, and they're about to catch fire. Everyone knows that. So it starts tonight.
Yeah, if you could watch that Philadelphia series and see that they beat the worst team in baseball twice in extra innings and then lost one, if you can't see in that series that this is a team ready to catch fire, you don't know ball.
Hopefully Dexter Fowler's back in there because he has been on fire.
Yeah. You know what phrase is starting to get me now?
What's
sometimes,
that?
Sometimes stupid phrases that people use that just bugs me. This phrase, well, he's a good baseball man. If you're a base coach or any kind of instructor, that's how they describe you. He's a good baseball man.
That's odd because I've used that to describe you. Like people are like, hey, why is Doug on the show? It doesn't seem like he knows very much. He doesn't like talking. And I go, oh, he's a good baseball
good
man.
Good baseball man.
Very good baseball man.
Are there any bad baseball men that have coaching jobs in the major leagues?
Yeah.
Who?
No, they're not with this club anymore.
So he was a bad? No, when they left, they said, well, he was a good baseball man.
Well, that makes no sense. If he's a good baseball man, he still have a job.
Well, but there's probably a lot of good baseball men that don't have jobs at all.
They must not be very good at baseball being men.
Well, then why do we always describe them as good baseball men?
Well, you just said you don't like that phrase.
No,
so obviously you think it's a lie.
I don't think it's a lie. I just don't like the phrase.
Why don't you like the phrase?
All be good baseball men.
Not necessarily.
Well, you couldn't be in the major leagues as a coach or a manager and not be a good baseball man.
Maybe you did well in the interview and you BS'd your way through it, and then once the game started, you really didn't know what you were doing.
Well, these guys are all former players, though, so they have to know what the game is.
I think, Doug, when someone says he's a good baseball man, it would imply that he's had many different roles within maybe one, two, or several organizations, so he can do a number of different things. He's just a good baseball man. Oh, with us, he's going to be a third base coach, but he's managed, he's been in the front office, he's been a scout, he's a good baseball man.
Well, you don't not necessarily have to have all those credentials to be considered a good baseball man.
Especially in the minor leagues. Now, I love Matt Gifford. I got to know him a little bit when I was working in Springfield. He has been promoted to the Cardinals with, I don't know his title.
Stadium Operations.
And he was like the general manager of Springfield. But the guy who took his place is now the general manager. Before that, he was in charge of PR and marketing. And now all of a sudden he became a guy in charge of
Well, it seems like you're skeptical.
No, I'm saying it's different than in the minor leagues than it is to get promotions in the minor leagues. I don't think John Mozeliak would go from a concessions usher to general manager.
No, I don't think the
PR and marketing to general manager of the Cardinals.
I don't believe the general manager in the minor leagues makes the player decisions.
They really don't do anything. They just have a title. They're not going to make a move.
So they're in charge of the business.
That's not true. They run the business. The player personnel is handled by the affiliated.
Yes, it has nothing to do with, you know, hey. Yeah,
but it's not that you just said they don't. They do a lot of things. They're just not like the same things a general manager would do at the major league
just
level.
Just not as a general manager.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The GM of a minor league team is part marketing because they're always trying to get their product out there in the best possible light. They also probably have to, at the last second, figure out where they're getting the jerseys for the promotion they're doing Wednesday night for Doug Vaughn night.
That's what I'm saying. The titles are totally different of what you do in minor leagues and major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing against those guys.
You don't even necessarily have to be a good baseball man.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to be a good businessman.
You can have a title of GM where you know John Mozeliak is a good baseball man.
Sure.
Is the GM of the Springfield Cardinals a good baseball man? Maybe not, but he's a good marketing guy.
Here's how I know that you're a good baseball man. Because let's say we're at a table and we're just going to talk about some prospects, and you've been a guy who's been a third base coach. You were a hitting instructor in high A
for many
years, so you've done it all.
Right.
So this kid at single A, who can play several infield positions, who has high upside, what are your thoughts on him? We're just discussing it here.
Well, this is a good looking young talent. I mean, this is a guy who can go to his right, he can go to his left. Ah, yes, this guy. He's got a little bit of power. I expect him to get more power as he grows into his body. He's a bit of a gym rat. I mean, he'll get there early. He'll stay late.
What's his name?
I think we all know his name. I don't think I even need to mention his name.
Not to put you on the spot, but what about the intangibles?
He's got what I would say are good intangibles. I think he's going to grow into become a good baseball man. There are things that you really can't measure, and this kid has got those. He's got a certain savvy, and he's got a guile when he steps onto the field. So I like what I would call his intangibles.
I see. You would be my player personnel guy, and every report would be the same, and we'd have no better or worse track record at judging talent than any other major.
And when I got fired, when it realized that I didn't know what I was talking about, all they would say is, "Well, he was a good baseball man."
And you'd get a job with Seattle the next day,
right?
As a roving instructor. So.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
All right, Doug Vaughn, the roving into minor league instructor. Doug, this is our AA team. Anything you'd like to say to them?
Well, guys, first of all, congratulations for getting this far. You know, you've already won the athletic lottery, and some of you will make it, but let's face it, the odds are stacked against you. So you're going to have to work your tail off to get to what I call the next level. Now, some of you have shown great potential here. And others, let's face it, you're going to have to pick it up a little bit, or this will be your final stop along the ladder. We are drafting a whole other class of fellas come June. So do your best. Be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? While I was there, I gave it everything I have. And a couple of you, some of you, will be in the show, and you'll be living the dream. And the rest of you, you're gonna just fight and just know that when you play, all these other clubs are looking at you too. You're not just playing for the Cardinals. All these other scouts are watching you. So you give it 100% every time you step between the lines.
All right, let's have lunch.
All right.
You know what I would impart, and I'm not a good baseball man, but I've been around it many years.
Yeah.
They would say to me, hey, anything you want to say to the kids, I would just say, bow your necks.
And if you're pitching, toe the slab.
That'll get them. You guys feel like doing some fun with audio?
All right.
Only because there's some clips in here that I really want to hear.
Is this about the swingers?
Well, there's three or four clips I really want to hear.
Well, you handle this, Iggy, because if you want to hear it, then okay. I want you to hear it.
Well, I think the listeners may want to hear some of this, too. I guess Stephen A. Smith yesterday got another memo from his producer that said, hey, Bayless and these guys were yelling again today, we better do it, too. He just can't seem to get off the Phil Jackson train. And I believe if this is the one I heard earlier yesterday, it has something to do with crack. But this is Stephen A. Smith going off on Phil Jackson again.
All right, hit the lever, Shay. See?
The stuff that this man has done since he has been the executive of the New York Knicks, I'm going to lose my mind. I ain't going to be able to do the rest of the show. I'll tell you right now, it comes out of my mouth. I'm not going to be able to control myself because I'm barely able to right now. His very first move as the executive was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
Wow. It's pretty good. I got to admit, that's a good hot take. And because still deep down somewhere inside, I am a Knicks fan, grew up a Knicks fan. And it's been brutal after brutal after brutal season. And the only guy that I like watching now is Porzingis because he's young and he has talent. And all you hear is that he's going to be traded. I hope that doesn't
happen. Yeah, I don't think Stephen A. was happy with that pick either.
Can't play the triangle?
Well, you got Carmelo who just wants to stand there and spin the basketball waiting for people to get out of his way so he can go one-on-one. Even my kid. Tyler, who may be a hot taker of the future, he may be following in Brendan Schaefer's footsteps, said, does Carmelo ever pass the ball, Dad?
Well, isn't that on the coach, some of that?
Yeah, it's the whole organization. Awful. What else? What else, Iggy?
Well, I do want to hear this. I haven't heard it yet, but anytime you have LeVar Ball talking about his son, it's always worth hearing, but this is LeVar Ball yesterday after
his son went number two to the Lakers, as they
as everybody thought. But this is a quick clip of him after his son was drafted.
Lever, please, Shay Seam.
Good is Lonzo Ball gonna be for the LA Lakers?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what, Lonzo Ball is gonna take the Lakers to the playoffs his first year. Come see me when he does. I have another hat on to say I told you.
So, I like that, and you know what? Lonzo Ball's a really good player. He is. I know that. I think his stock drops a little because everyone associates the drama and stuff with the dad, and he's a good player.
Great passer. Great. Superstar passer.
Yeah, but he's not worth 30 games.
30 games difference with
There's
the Lakers.
There's no way the Lakers make the playoffs.
Well, Doug believes if they can just get a little length.
And it doesn't have to be 30 games. What do they miss the playoffs by?
I don't know.
12 games, 13 games.
Have the NBA schedule memorized or the standings
really
memorized?
Depends if Gail Goodrich can rebound this year.
Good little left-handed shooting guard.
So you're not a
left-handed
shooting guard. If he can bounce back, they have a shot.
Pat Harrison, he's due for another big year.
You're not a good basketball man, are you?
I would say no, I'm not a good basketball man.
Good player. He's a good player in his day at Kirkwood.
He was.
State champion over here.
Good player at Merrimack,
too. Wasn't a state champion.
Who's your coach then?
We like to go with state champion, I think.
Lessman, your coach?
Rick Lessman.
He was there like 100 years, wasn't he?
Yeah. Good baseball man.
Good baseball man. And finally, the one Kat really doesn't want to hear, but if you know our listening audience, the things we talk about quite a bit. I believe this was in Calgary. He was doing a weathercast, and they were asking him what it was a good day to do with the sun out and warm temperatures. What should people get out and do? And kind of derailed when he mentioned this.
Hit the lever, Shazy.
I can't do this. What? Your participation activity of the day is swinging. It was acceptable back when Hal and Joanne were kind of the face of participation. So, go to the dollar store and get a fishbowl. Oh, swinging at a playground.
I wasn't expecting the fishbowl reference.
You put your keys in a bowl.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. unfortunately.
So, either way, you get your activity in for the day, I guess. There's that.
Well, good cardio.
Oh, my God.
Some of the best, they say. Some of the best, they say.
Really?
Sorry. Nice to know that other people have crappy shows.
So many things I want to say, but...
No, by all means, what's stopping you?
Okay. All right, let's talk.
Enough.
Don't look at me like
what
that.
What do you have to say?
Oh, those so
what,
kids.
What is this? Good morning, Calgary? What is this? Well, Happy Day, Calgary?
Yes, with the cackling hen in the background. It's some kind of local access morning show, but obviously they were thinking of things to go out and do today on this nice sunny day, and somebody said swinging, and then they just kind of lost it. And
I think that show's called Great Day Banff.
Doug, why don't you tell us about Ryan Kelly, who is kind enough to provide the resources that keep this show on the air.
Ryan Kelly is confused about credit card debt.
What?
That's all I know. He's confused why people want to carry all this credit card debt. It's not a good thing to do. And the average American household has more than $16,000 in credit card debt, and you don't need to. If you own a home, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You refinance. You take some money out, you take the equity out of the loan, you pay off the credit card
debt. Why do you say it like that? Because it was like you were birthing.
I want to make this simple.
It was like you were birthing a child.
Take it out, take the equity right out of your home, and you take some of that money and you pay off the credit card debt, and you stop paying 18, 20% on the credit card debt, and you refinance and get a new mortgage, and you pay like 3%. This is why it makes no sense to carry credit card debt. And Ryan Kelly can help you with that, and we've been telling you this. And you're just not listening the way you should. You need to call Ryan Kelly. You need to get yourself refinanced, and you need to pay off the credit card debt. Questions? I see several. Yes, yeah, Stacy. No question. Yes, Jim.
I just wanted to do it because he would put his hand up, so I wanted to be a part of the
group. No, we take questions. Yes, Jim.
Ryan Kelly does a great job with the mortgages, but he doesn't have a phone number or a contact.
He's got one. He's got plenty of ways to get in touch with him. I'll give those now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home and get rid of the credit card debt, why would you go anywhere else? I frankly don't know. Now, to answer your question, Ryan has a number. I'll give it now. 314-781. Ryan has this number. 314-781-9700. Or he also has a website. Of course he's got a website. Almost all businesses have a website and they need one. So you say, no, give it up already. Here it is. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Get yourself refinanced. Pay off the credit card bills. It's simple to do. A refinance, it's not a big hassle. It just isn't. And you'll save possibly tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan.
Take it personally, but what if you have...
Well, have you done it yet?
No.
Get in there.
You know why? I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but my mortgage, I got a good rate in the nines, so...
That's not good. You should be in the threes.
What?
Nine's
what?
Horrible. It's almost like a credit card loan rate.
What?
You haven't been listening all these years. You have not been listening.
Can Ryan help you get the crust off your hands?
He'll do that for you. Nine might have been a good rate like in the 80s when some people were paying like 18% on a home loan. We've whittled that down now. Oh,
these live reads are important. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Now I understand.
Just don't like it. I have to get so worked up to convince you to refinance.
Okay. Iggy's had a big show, right? Iggy's had a big show. We needed Iggy to step up. We're like, hey, next man up, Iggy, and he's had a big show. All Thank right. you for that.
Well, I'm here whenever you need me, Kent.
And Brendan, I think you've done a fine job. You're not quite as adroit as Plowsy at weaving in the drops, but I think you more than held your own. I would say you're the Paul DeYoung of this program today.
That's very kind of you.
Or as I would say, Paul Young.
Kind of you to say, Jim. I think what I should do is spend a day or two just kind of shadowing Plowsy during the morning, just to kind of get.
Yeah, we're not going to have you back.
Drops.
I mean, unless there's absolutely no one else available.
No, yeah, I figured. Yeah. No, yeah,
when I said
that.
You're the Paul DeYoung, what I meant was
you're going back to Memphis soon.
Yeah, I kind of meant Bo Hart or something.
Mm. Right.
Well, in honor of Plowsy, can we play one more clip? Because I remember Plowsy yesterday wanted to play this so bad. Said it was hilarious, and we never got to it. And I feel bad he's not here to hear it. But in honor of Plowsy,
well, he can stream.
He might be listening, yeah. Or he plow like the Dickens later on.
Yeah.
but this was in the New York Post. There's a relationship expert was giving advice on attending your first sex party, oh. Something we talk about quite a bit on the show. Right.
Hit the lever, please, Shacey.
Don't be the person who breaks up an orgy.
What is kind of music is that?
What were the things like that I wish somebody told me before I walked into my first party? You should wear to a sex party whatever you feel sexy and comfortable in. A good little tip is I think about it in three layers. So your arrival attire, so whatever you want to arrive in, and something sexy underneath. So at some point you want to take those clothes off and wander around and the space gets sexy. What I like having also is some sort of cover up, like a shawl or like a sexy robe that I wear after later on in the night when I don't want to walk around naked.
Wonderful.
One of the ways to prepare is doing your
bidding.
B is for boundaries, I is for intention,
first of all,
and D
I don't
is
like
for
the Brits. I can't understand a word you're saying.
If you're watching a scene, or watching a group of people having sex, or watching just one person, even just one person masturbating, you are participating in that sexual energy. Sex is risky business.
Hold on, I'm taking notes.
There's no such a thing as safe sex. There's
I want to read some text.
Because we know things like HSV
Iggy,
HSV,
I'd like to praise you, one of
can
the
transmit
best.
From genitals to mouth. Right?
Thank you.
So going down on somebody, coming up for air, and kissing somebody else is not a great idea. So that's one of the things that you need to think about in a group sex environment.
All right, I got that.
Where'd that come from?
See, here's the thing. All right, I'm done with it. We're done.
Put it down!
Okay, we always say how we have to get to this because our audience...
Have to.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, we have to. No offense, Iggy. I don't think you're going to a lot of those parties. I know Doug isn't. I'm not. I have a feeling Schaefer isn't.
You're right.
Sea Monster is sneaky vile, but he's not going
he's to. He's got some potential.
And the boy king, Tim McKernan, those days are gone for him, too, because he is morphing into us now as old geezers. Mm-hmm. He's got a kid on the way. I've said a million times, he doesn't even get it. But the things that he loves to do that he thinks he's going to start, still do, he's not. But there are going to be other things that he likes better. And so we play these things, and it's fine, I get it, and we have fun with it, but this applies to none of us.
No.
None of us.
Not us, no.
But our listeners would like to know what happens at these sex parties.
Okay,
there's an expert telling you what's going on.
But you're not going to those. Schaefer's not. I have a feeling. I don't know.
No, you're right. I'm not.
No, I've done a lot of open-minded things in my life.
But it's been a while, right?
I've never been to an orgy.
Have you ever even heard of one? Do they schedule them?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Where, in Swing Haven?
They have groups, and then they set dates, and they all come and just one big mass on the floor. And
have you ever known anyone who took part in something like that?
Sure, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Ooh, names.
Yeah, let me give you a name of the people, where they live, too, and their work detail, where they work, and their job titles.
Thank you.
No.
You have known people who have done that.
Yes, but I've never been to it. I've been... part of a threesome and a foursome once, but I've never been in an orgy where there's just massive people laying around.
You have to be invited somehow. You got to get an invitation.
Well, you do.
It's like
you
a wedding.
Four's a pretty big group.
Who do we have on
Four's
the
Four's a pretty big group.
Not really. It's
what are you talking about? 5,000 people? Like what? Four is a
well, 8, 9, 10 couples. God, who were we talking about the other day?
People?
They said they got kicked out of an orgy. Oh, what's Adam West? Burt Ward was telling a story that him and Frank Gorshin went to an orgy and they got kicked out.
Sure, the Riddler.
He got kicked out.
That was the Riddler, right?
Adam West was banging him like 8 a night in his cape.
Ew.
When you tried to bring that up with the guy, didn't they kick you off?
Yeah.
Well, I was out of time.
Yeah, the producer came on and said, that's it, Iggy.
My timer's
on. You're making
it
seem like you had this wild conversation.
Well, that was written. We read that in an article.
Yeah, that was in the article, and then I tried to bring it up. And I was out of time, but that was written in an article, and I wanted to see if it was true or if it was like The Onion. And he said, well, we had fun back then.
And then they said, okay, that's enough. He has another. Hipster at Tower Grove South said, thanks for the orgy clip. I was live streaming in public and got some dirty looks.
Well, you should know better than that.
Cat is an old fuddy-duddy. Iggy, UBU, that clip was entertaining. That from Beer Cats.
How about that?
Thanks, buddy. Tell LBC I said hi, and I hope you enjoyed the show last night.
Don't say LBC.
He went and saw. He was asking if he could bring booze into the concert. And I said, it's Def Leppard and Poison. Just bring meth.
Oh. They don't allow crystal meth in the concert, do they?
Thanks. I was a little short on drops today.
Oh,
thank you.
All right there.
Poison and who else?
Def Leppard and Tesla.
Oh, those guys
still playing for
Tesla. That's like Tony La Russa's guys, but Poison, Def Leppard. I mean, they're our age, right? They're
I think so.
Maybe older. Yeah.
What I was shocked at, I was listening to, you know, I admit it, I listen to KSHE in the morning on my way in. I'm big fans of Learn and You, Man, and Carl. But they were talking about the concert last night, and there was a guy they had on who got to meet Tesla.
Tesla's who? I thought that was a car.
Some hair band from back in the day.
Right.
They got to be in their 60s. And he said, it was exciting. I finally got to meet him. This is the 10th time I've seen Tesla, and I finally got to meet him. He had to pay for a VIP package that included a meet and greet with the band.
Yeah, but that's only going like to be $12 for Tesla,
in order
right?
to get meet Tesla.
How much extra is that?
Yeah, that can't be for they're not.
Oh, I've seen some that are outrageous. Like I think I saw where, going back to Joan Jett, man, I could probably get back for free, but like a Joan Jett package with tickets and an autograph and a meet and greet is like $1,200.
Really?
For Joan Jett?
So the big names.
So Tesla, I'm guessing you probably paid $500 to get backstage and get tickets and an autograph.
No way. I can't imagine.
I'll ask you, man, because he talked to the guy afterwards, and I'll find out how much that cost. But
I once
Tesla?
Paid for a VIP.
You would think they would just ask people. Anybody want to come back and meet us? Come on.
You said you've been 10 times. There should be like a loyalty program where you get the 11th one free or something like that for them, don't you think?
Reasonable.
You would think 10 times, and this is the first time you got to meet him. Like Kenny Loggins at the when they play River City. You know, afterwards, people just, he comes out the back door right in front of the stage, and people come out and say hi, take pictures, sign autographs. You're not paying extra for that.
I got a VIP Tesla? Thing with Cheap Trick one time where you actually got to go to the guy's house and take anything you wanted from his garage.
Just one gift.
And kick any member of the band in the groin, and it was like $25.
What'd you take from the garage?
Lawnmower.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
30 years later, still the same opening. I want you to want me.
They were good back in the day.
They were awful.
They probably still tour and make more money than we do.
Sure they do.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. See, everyone, that's another thing you'll learn about this business. We can sit here and rail on all these C and D list celebrities, and every time we look it up, young fella, they're all doing better than we are.
By a lot.
All making $2 million.
See, yep. AM Sports Talk Radio is a pride-swallowing siege.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a community service, really, than a money-making opportunity. It's like working in the clergy or something.
You do make me laugh every day, though. Mm. Every day. And then you say something ridiculous, and it makes my blood boil.
Well,
but
that's
still
what I'm
you.
Trying to
but
do.
I did see, and it may be the reason, if I don't get to go back in November and see Gaga again. It's the first time she's done this, but they're doing a VIP package where it's like $4,400. Tickets to the show, and then you get to go back and meet Lady Gaga. $4,400.
You get to nibble on the meat on that dress.
Mr. Felt says Metallica was $2,500 for a meet. Got VIP access to enter. Nope. Doug, you were involved in that.
Okay, who was it?
That was Mae Young's newborn hand.
Yeah,
he's been suspended
that,
before.
Yeah. Mae Young's newborn hand, you've been suspended again. You were suspended yesterday for a period of 6 days' time. So we're going to double that and say you're now suspended a period of 12 days.
Just so
time.
You know where he was going, he did tag it with yummy, yummy. So
but that's really clever.
He's been having a big day. I know we haven't read them all, but big day.
Yeah, don't read them.
Yeah.
So $2,500 for Metallica, $4,400 for Gaga, $500 for Tesla, maybe a little high.
And you're there how long? Just for 5 minutes?
I don't know how long they were back there with Tesla. He said they got a picture taken with them, and they gave him a shot glass and a flask. And
sometimes I see
had
pictures
some autographs.
Of people, fans with the big stars in the back, and I wonder what they pay for that. It's thousands or more.
My favorite musician of all time is Elvis Costello. I would pay like...
He's still touring, too.
But I've told this story a million times. On a treadmill in Milwaukee, I went into the... I was on the treadmill, this is before I gave up, and I'm listening to Elvis Costello, and in walks Elvis Costello and gets on a treadmill, two over, only two guys in there. It's pretty amazing.
Mm. Yeah, well.
So I didn't have to pay the $2,500. But that's
Elvis,
a guy I
would
pay.
Would you pay $2,500 to meet Elvis Costello?
No. Once you have a kid, you're not paying $2,500 for any of your own stupid thing. You know, you have to be responsible. If you don't have a kid, then you spend whatever you want. But if you have a kid, you feel ridiculous going out and buying something stupid that you don't need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Gaga, though, she'll get it. And, you know, I don't have any problem with that because everything she makes from that goes to her Born This Way Foundation.
Supposedly.
No, it's not supposedly.
She also spends a lot of money on, right, on meat.
No, I'll give you that look when you say that because, no, it all goes to her charity. Sure. She doesn't need the money. She's
no.
got a $25 million
That's why she doesn't need the money.
House in Malibu. She goes through nature walks with her boyfriend.
I just wish she'd actually sing live instead of lip syncing.
She doesn't need the money. She has a $25 million mansion in Malibu, and she goes on nature walks with her boyfriend.
And she's very laid back.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, she was taking a walk on her property, I believe. Somebody posted a picture yesterday on the fan page. She was taking a nature walk with her boyfriend, and she was dressed in, like, Louis Vuitton. And
why does she spend so much money on expensive clothes for herself when she could be helping the kids?
So she just walk around in rags and give everything she makes
to
the kids.
No, but that $25 million mansion would have gone a long way to feed some hungry people.
Plus, does it have to, if you're just going out for a nature walk, do you really need Louis Vuitton? Isn't that just wasting money that you could spend on the needy kids?
Maybe she thought there was a photographer there because as Madhu Bowles at Hanks stated properly on the fan page, he goes, well, that's pretty much all she had to wear. Anything else in her closet, would have, she'd have been mauled by bears if she wore it.
I think so. And how come when she walks...
Going back to the meat dress.
It's a nature walk. When I walk, I'm just walking.
Yeah.
Isn't any walk a nature walk?
Nature walk is a walk for the well-to-do, Doug.
And Doug, why don't... Because you and I keep it real. I mean, we're known for
100.
Keeping it real, right? 100. Mm-hmm. So, Lady Gaga, if you're listening, Doug and I appreciate all the good works you do, and you do a lot of them. We think you're a wonderful person. However, we feel... You could do more if, say, you only had a $10 million mansion and didn't take nature walks in Louis Vuitton.
I feel bad for a lot of the kids. And this is coming, this criticism is coming from two guys who are woke.
Well awoke. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll point it at you two because you two both do a lot for charity. I know every time I ask the cat for something, he always takes care of it. I know you do a lot of emceeing at charity events. Why don't you just both sell your homes and live on the street and give that money that you bought for your homes to the charities?
That's a good idea.
Okay, I'll see you. I'll see you down on Euclid.
Can I say that Doug and I have actually discussed this because Doug and I both feel the responsibility to the communities that we serve, and we figured that there has to be a cutoff. So if we get $25 million mansions, we will sell them immediately and downgrade to $10 million
and take feed a couple people.
Yeah, and take that $15 million because our homes. I know yours is worth $3-4 million, but it's not quite in that range.
And 25.
Mine's really basically a camper that we've attached to the ground.
Right.
You know, that's not nearly in that range.
It's more stable now during the weather because the wheels are off.
And Gaga, if you're listening, Doug and I will keep this pledge. It can be between us. But if we do get that $25 million mansion, boom, on the market, selling it, downgrading to $10 million, and that $15 million will help the kids.
I don't believe there is a $25 million home in St. Louis, is there? Maybe the one at Grant's Farm? You think anything would sell for $25 million?
Guarantee if there is, it's owned by someone who does AM sports.
I saw Mark Bulger had that enormous castle in Huntley that he started out asking $7 million for it and wound up getting $3.5 million for it. That's about as big a house as I think.
We got to move on, but this is a legitimate request. This is from Painter Guy. He said, it's my birthday today. Happy birthday, Painter Guy. Can Doug sing to me in his best Marilyn Monroe voice? Happy birthday.
No, I'm not singing in Marilyn. No, this is not legit.
It's a painter guy.
This is goofballs.
It's his birthday.
These are goofballs.
No, the texters are good people.
Oh, sometimes, the other wonderful people.
Sometimes they're a little harsh. Look, we all get attacked via the text line from time to time.
Uh-huh.
But I would say they have good hearts. I believe you could, to a person on the text line, if they had $25 million mansions, they would downgrade and give the rest of the money to the kids.
I don't think they would.
Oftentimes, Doug, the texters do bring up some good points, like your secret friend feels that Lady Gaga could feed the children with the meat dress, so it could kind of be a dual-purpose
situation.
Half
dozen or so.
Yeah.
If there are pork steaks on there, you know, you can cut those things up.
Anything helps. It all does help.
Well, right. I think they've all been freeze-dried, shellacked, and it's hanging in a museum somewhere.
You know what we have to do right now? We have to do Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post. Isn't there an open for that?
Well, I think so.
There was. I was waiting because Doug does that lever thing sometimes.
Oh, okay. So hit the lever, please.
I hate to put it on him, but I was just kind of waiting for Doug.
I like the way you immediately pointed a finger at Doug. Good
Go ahead,
work.
Hit the lever, Shafee.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents...
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
Do you really think a big problem facing St. Louisans is their butts need to be bigger?
Tongue bathe my mud flaps.
It's not cheating. If it's gay,
make me moist in pant.
I need mommy milk.
Taste my chocolate corn loaf.
Moist boy pants.
I would a gentleman like start sweating in his boy crotch.
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Greg?
Say hello to your mother for me.
Let me ask you this, typewriter Ted.
Enjoy manually stimulating yourself to the National League East.
Ah,
what?
And now she's way woke.
Fly with me, lesbian seagull.
Lesbian seagull.
With the increase in ass play, you need it.
She can tote my sticks.
I'm texting maybe my husband, maybe my lover. I swing.
Number five, Doug Wiener.
She's become a cranky old widow woman.
I'm so damn disgusted!
That's just Tim's hummingbird tongue.
Mm.
Yeah.
You cuckolded me? You cuckolded me.
How do you tan your legs, guy?
My favorite hole in the property.
Have some self-respect, Iggy.
You were ripped and she couldn't keep her darned hands off you.
Oh, I think walking around a penis museum high.
I think onion rings are our little misunderstood friend.
This is elfmuseum.com.
I try hard not to meet a gentleman in a gimp mask.
I should open a boob museum somewhere.
We had a Viagra party and we started hanging them.
Where you were looking for girls and group sex. Well, and
280 penises.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Boy, I feel like I missed a lot.
So much of it's taken out of context.
There was some,
they start out as legitimate conversations where we're breaking stuff down. Serious issues.
It was a big week last week.
They take certain words, I think they edit them together that weren't there initially.
Now, this is where we hit the audience with the old change of direction. Like, they're not going to be able to keep up with it. So we just played Iggy's Drops, and now we go completely in a different direction. So, folks, I'm just saying, buckle up and try to stay focused. It's now time for the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Hit the lever, Chasing.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
I'm on stage with one of the old greats, Marcel Dion.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am excited to be on stage with three-time Olympic gold medalist. Look at those legs.
Oh, you can't say that.
Wow.
You can't. You cannot say that.
Look at the stems.
Cut two.
From the 412, fix the podcast.
We just told you there's nothing wrong with the podcast. Why are you even podcasting now? We're live on the air. We're spitting hot takes, timely hot takes. You don't need to be podcasting. You need to be listening. You need to be listening and learning. These takes are happening now, real time.
Hot takes?
Yes.
Cut three.
So you're sitting there in the hot tub with this decent-looking woman.
And her husband's standing right in front of us talking.
And she reaches under the water and says, how you doing?
If this is happening in the hot tub, aren't you somewhat concerned about what else might be in the water there at the hot tub?
And the stuff floating on top, you just tell people it's the oil from the...
Oh, no!
That's just the Hawaiian Tropic that's washed off people from the day. Okay. You keep telling yourself that.
Cut four.
It's a secret G8 summit, and now it's become a 20-minute segment, Iggy. and then I got Darren telling people how they can join. Now we got to do a separate group that talks about how we can't talk about that group.
There you go.
Listen, Doug, if you don't like my picture in your book, tear the page out. I don't give a crap.
You know, maybe I'll do that. Maybe
tear
I'll do exactly that.
Throw it away. Wipe your butt with it. It would be my pleasure.
Cut five.
I think it makes this hole look so pretty. It's gorgeous.
My favorite hole on the property.
Oh, stop it. On the property.
Was that Fox?
Stop. It doesn't mean you know more about golf than everyone else if you use words like that. This is quite a layout.
My favorite hole in the property.
Knock it off.
Cut six.
And I definitely think the phone case is a huge swinger alarm for me.
If there's a pineapple on the phone case.
Yeah, and kind of basically telling everybody, hey, I'm texting maybe my husband, maybe my lover. I swing.
Cut that off.
Cut seven.
No, she did a yoga thing where she's out in the woods doing yoga naked. She's in a pool naked.
I'm into big jugs.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right, that's it.
What do you think of that, Schaefer?
So there's the drops, mm-hmm. and then there's the cuts.
Cuts.
I don't know. I think...
Not at all similar. Totally different.
I think you can clearly tell the differences between the two. Yeah, both of them are produced by Iggy, but I think our audience...
No, I don't do the cuts.
Smart enough.
Seamaster does the cuts.
Well, it's Iggy's drops of the week. You said it was yours.
Mine, not the cuts.
I didn't know. It's all very similar.
Well, you may... No, now you're changing your mind again. You may hear a drop in one of the cuts.
Sure you might.
Oh, so there is some crossover.
But you can't listen to drop and know exactly what the context is. You'll hear that in the cut of the week.
Okay, because I heard the Darren clip both times, and I was wondering if that was
yes, but you
intentional
didn't know,
or not.
You didn't know hearing that clip, what the clip was about.
I was glad you added the context, actually, because now I know what
it's
about. There
you go. Doug, yeah. You okay with that?
I'm fine with that. Okay. And let's make it clear. We don't do both cuts and drops just because they're sponsored, just because it's a way to monetize some of the foolishness that we've said.
No,
again, it's down to the community service.
It's a way of recapping the show for the listeners in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. In a nutshell.
Yes.
Because it is important that we recap the nonsense.
I thought it was a good batch, honestly, and I didn't think there was that much crossover at all in this one. And I feel like since I was away doing regional cable business, I'm all caught up now on the comings and goings, the doings of this show.
Okay. You don't miss it at all when you're not here, do you?
Every day I'm podcasting or streaming.
I don't think so.
As best I can. Some cities, they don't allow that.
You don't miss getting up at 4:30?
I sure do. I get up and I start streaming. And I miss you guys. Like I said, where were we? Where did we just come back from? Yesterday, that city did not allow any kind of podcasting
verboten.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever woke up on
Philadelphia,
purpose.
That is a town where they've banned it, so I couldn't.
There's just no podcasting at all in Philly.
Yeah. They catch you podcasting, you're going to the Who's Gal. So okay. That's why I didn't. But you know what it's time for now?
No, go
home. The prize for the email of the day, free Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots, which has those hot tots, which are delicious. Mm-hmm. And we didn't give away a text of the day. Nothing grabbed me. Hopefully Monday someone can help me out with that and pick a good one. Because on my iPad, they just fly by. We got a lot of texts.
Yeah, and not many.
It's hard to keep them. There were some really good ones.
Most are
vile. I just missed them. But it is time for the email of the day, sponsored by Hot Shots. We have a little
Lever
music.
Lever Shacey.
No, just music.
It sounds kind of like this, right?
Yeah, that's
perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
You're doing a fine job.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. He is a smart. You are smart.
Keep your hand on the lever there.
Wait, is kid derogatory? How old are you?
Well, Martin calls me the big kid, so I think it's kind of out there already. I'm going to be 23 here in a couple
all right,
of weeks.
So you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Well, to you.
Well, to most people.
Sure.
Well, thank God we're done reading text because I'm doing the emails, and I'm sure that'll enlighten a lot of people.
Okay.
Good morning, fellas. I heard through the grapevine that Mosaic has a great idea to give back to the Cardinals community. What they're going to do is take tickets from weekday day games that aren't used or aren't as profitable and give them to the Cardinal fans. Mm-hmm. I believe it's going to be called the giving unused and... Oh, my God.
You have to be able to get through these.
I can. It's so funny. Giving unused and unprofitable Cardinal tickets back to the Cardinals community charity. Appearances will be made by scrappy players under undersized caulks like Bo Hart, Joe McEwing, Aaron Miles, and, of course, Mr. Scrappy himself, David Eckstein. The promotional day combined with Christian Family Day should certainly keep fans like Dorothy Light happy. Have a good weekend. I love Doug's back end. Big Sweat Silhouette.
Big Sweat Silhouette?
Big Sweat Silhouette. He's new.
Hi, Radio Barons. This is Cucky, and I have a crazy story to tell you. Yep, yesterday I went to the Tower T International to work on my short game.
Oh, been there many times.
And to check out all the hot single dads so I can beat PGA Pro Dan in the Fanpin Players Championship, because that guy is talking way too much smack. I'm teeing off on 6 when I see a big, furry, brown golf bag laying on the ground. As I get closer, I realize it was not a furry golf bag, but a giant Missouri mud beaver. We were amazed. It was the majesty of nature. Just then we heard a rustle in the shrubs. Doug then jumped out of the shrubs with an odd Winchester rifle and a matching boyskin coon panty and a cap combo. Get away, he screamed in his French accent. These pelts are mine. Then in a flash, he was... That's why I don't like reading. I can just sit back and laugh when Tim reads, and
well,
I can't.
It's not very funny.
Then in a flash, he was on the beaver's back, siding his naked body against the beast's slimy fur oils. They fought for hours and hours until finally they got a studio apartment in Fenton North and lived happily ever after. Congrats, Doug.
Not a real good email.
Pretty Cucky. Good. Couple of checks.
I don't do Cucky. It justice when I read it.
Well, there's not much justice.
Because I
to
enjoy
give
the
it.
Email today, and I laugh my ass off when I read it, and I can't do it like
well,
Tim.
Well, Doug and I don't like to talk, so,
you know, keep reading.
Hey, the cat, here's what you missed about Iggy's neighbors. First, he left a creepy-ass note on their window that said one of the girls better get him a bottle of wine. She's joining the others in the basement. When they came over, Iggy said, and I quote, I told them about the radio thing. I didn't tell them that I said they wouldn't talk to me. To watch which Ben Fred asked, so what did you tell them? Well, I said they looked nice and they wouldn't talk to me. Anyway, after a few...
This is a bad recap.
Anyway, after a few Cosbopolitans... What's that? Cosby?
Oh, for heaven's
no, it
sakes.
Says, after a few Cosby... Politans.
Cosmopolitans.
Yeah, but it's spelled Cosby. I don't
well,
know if
Cosby,
he's trying to do a Bill Cosby there thing.
Is laden with drugs.
Yeah, after a few Cosbypolitan, the girls loosened up and said they'd never come over because they felt like he had bodies in the house and he looked like a rotting jack-o'-lantern.
Well, that's hard.
That's not nice.
Yes, and I'm reading it. That's really great. I don't mind sitting here and pouting, but now I got to read it.
Yeah.
Then he yammered on it about crappy garden and ran them off, which reminds me, for your little varmint problem, I suggest you stand out there on a cross, you... burlap face queen.
Not nice.
It's not nice. I'm not putting any check marks.
No, who was it?
Signed Matt who bowls at Hanks.
Matt who bowls.
Matt seems like a nice guy. That was a
he's
that was
that
harsh.
Nice.
That
he,
was harsh.
No, he is a nice guy. That's
he's
why
not.
That's why I just he's having fun at my expense. It's all right.
He said you look like a rotting jack-o'-lantern.
Which I kind of found funny, to be honest with you.
It was a little fun.
Guys, Plops here. My 10-minute drive to work this morning made me feel like I was having an awkward breakfast in a wheelchair drinking prune juice over the gate words with a couple of lunatics arguing about who makes the best brand muffins. You three carried on a 10-minute argument over whether or not the Cardinals organization took Rick Ankiel seriously when he wanted to come back as a position player. Then the real crazy old man jumped into the convo with some story about Rick Ankiel practically begging him to run down to Florida for a round of golf. Jesus Christ, you guys, you old bats. Miss Sherry's call. Your table is ready for your waitress will be right over with some ice water and fresh diapers. Misty Plops.
Awful. Pretty good, Misty.
Not good. Misty Plops. Plops.
Hey, kiddos. Well, I really hope Timmy Recaps enjoys the patio and the wine offerings at Iggy's, although I do recall a movie scene where Ray Liotta enjoyed a glass of wine at dinner with Hannibal Lecter.
No! And then he had to eat his own brain.
Yes, looks like we may soon be taking new applications for the CJ6. I know it will be sad, but I understand Recaps has recently changed his will, and I stand to inherit a number of cans of Kodiak Wintergreen and a really unlimited supply of flip-flops. Fare thee well, Timmy. Hey, Iggy. Webster Ween Peeker.
Webster Ween Peeker.
God. And the day I read emails, they're all so damn long.
Well, you can throw... You
I
can
would
discard
rather have
them.
A haiku, and I haven't seen a haiku.
You can discard the ones that seem too long.
Just read half of it if you need to.
Hey, guys, there are a lot of parallels in the story of no one thinking Rick Ankiel could make a comeback and have a successful second act as a Major League Baseball hitter and our own Doug Vaughn. Yes, you see, Rick, Doug had a lot of hype coming up. He was the widely considered the best high school sportscaster in the nation. While sitting on the bench at Kirkwood High, he would dazzle the nearby crowd with his play-by-play. Things went off the rails, though, as he started to lose his touch. Drugs, twink boys, whores, alcohol became his best friends. His career low came whilst covering a Cardinals World Series victory from a parking lot. He was moved to late-night sports, resulting reading scores everyone knew already. Things looked bleak. Then, like a sexy phoenix, he rose from the ashes of his failed TV career and joined a radio show. There he would go on to become the sex symbol of the Mound City, his voice on the radio like a mixture of peanut butter and velvet. Lady Gaga's and Jesus, put simply, is the voice of an angel. No one thought he could do it except me. I love you, Doug. You're my hero. Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples. Nipples.
We only have time for a couple more, so I will try to... You want to hear from Engine Joe, Cave Ride Magic
Man? Well, sure.
And then we'll do Bill Pullman's, and then we're done.
Okay.
I suffer the stigma of going to the movies by myself, but it turned out magical. Ronnie's Drive-In, 1981. I was watching Escape from New York on my Schwinn Orange Crate when up came driving a LeBaron convertible. Ever drink beer with a college boy before, fella, he said. 10 minutes later, I was blind drunk and he was pulling me up by the bootstraps. The mixture of both ecstasy and pain from the gravel parking lot on my back raced through my body. Engine Joe's Cave Ride
Magic
Man.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea to read it. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
And finally, howdy. You guys are doing a fine job with no third host, although you've had so many folks from the Two Fox, I expected Benita Cornut to be running point today. Oh. You could kill time with a Charlie Iceland report. Marlo is Norwegian for from the same village as Jamie Farr, and he's really there getting back in the roots with the Viking Games. The Viking Games is a competition where dudes throw large rocks and braid each other's beards.
All right.
Chuck and his wife placed first in the Leuvenduven. It's like a potato sack race when you chase a can of herring down a hill half inside an elk's bladder. Always a good weekend. I look forward to Monday's show with Jasmine Huda. Bill Pullman's
Independence Day speech.
And what do you got? I apologize.
There were
for
some
the
good ones, Doug. Who you voting for?
Well, I guess I'll go for Mr. Nipples. He's usually very vile, but today extremely complimentary.
Because he was complimentary.
Yeah, that's right.
That seems like a bogus vote to me.
That's my
vote.
I'm going
to go Big Sweat Silhouette because he's new and it was funny.
That seems like a bogus vote.
Well, Schaefer's going to have to make a choice and be the tiebreaker because even though he made fun of me, I found it funny and entertaining, so I'm going with Matt Who Bowls at Hanks.
It was too harsh for me.
I like the Matt Who Bowls at Hanks, so we're going to give that the winner today.
Dag nabbit, Lucas!
Well, congratulations to Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. You get free Lemmings lunch at Hot Shots, and that's going to bring this program to a close. We'll do it all again Monday, hopefully, more successfully with better content. But that's going to do it for this edition. The Lion's Choice handoff is next. Frank Cusimano's program. Do we know who is in for Frank?
It's Eric Messersmith today.
So hang in there with Eric.
Yeah, he'll be along for the ride.
And that's going to do it for us, for Doug Vaughn, for Brendan Schaefer, who's filling in for Plowsy, for Iggy, for Seymour, who doesn't like to talk. I'm Jim Hayes. We'll talk to you Monday.